Good morning. It's Thursday, the 16th of October. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. NATO defence ministers met in Brussels yesterday, determined to counter hybrid threats and recent violations of European airspace by Russian drones and fighter jets. Luxembourg's defence minister, Eurico Buckers, said NATO partners will not tolerate these breaches, but will respond in a measured way. Ministers discussed drone defence cooperation between NATO and the EU. Buckers stressed these efforts must be complementary, not duplicate each other, with both organisations working together to strengthen the continent's defences. Moving to Luxembourg, and the hunting season in Luxembourg's woods and fields begin on Saturday, a period that authorities warn brings an increased risk of wildlife-related traffic incidents. With the season lasting until the end of January, wild animals are more likely to dart unexpectedly onto roadways. Drivers are urged to reduce their speed and remain vigilant, particularly when driving along forest edges and fields. Around 62,000 drivers in Luxembourg still hold old pink paper driving licences, which must be replaced by January 2033. The EU will only recognise the modern plastic card format from that date. While the paper licences remain valid until the deadline, drivers are encouraged to exchange them now through the National Road Traffic Authority, the SNCA. Over 6,000 people have already made the switch in the past 2 years. In international news, Israel's defence minister has threatened to resume fighting if Hamas does not honour the terms of a US-backed ceasefire that halted the war in Gaza. The statement from Defence Minister Israel Katz's office came after Hamas handed over the remains of two more deceased hostages and said it would be unable to retrieve any more bodies from the ruins of Gaza without specialised equipment. Heavy rains from Storm Alice continue to batter parts of Spain, causing severe flooding in Catalonia that has trapped people in cars, forced evacuations and led to a state of emergency in several areas. While no fatalities have been reported, at least 18 people have been injured by the severe weather. And a knife attack in the Portuguese seaside resort of Cascais yesterday morning has left one tourist from the United States dead and another seriously injured. The assailants, three in number, fled the scene in a vehicle and remain at large. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, and it's the second day in the Women's Champions League phase today. Among the matches, Atletico Madrid play against Manchester United, Bayern Munich play Juventus, Paris Saint-Germain take on Real Madrid, and Benfica are set against Arsenal. And the round of 16 in the Luxembourg Basketball Cup kicked off yesterday with a major upset. Defending champion Esch was eliminated, losing 67-84 to Etzella Ettelbruck at home. In the derby, Amical Steinsel defeated Residence Valfadange 84-71. Meanwhile, T71 Dullange, Sparta Bertrange, Arantia La Rochette and Mambra Mama all advanced to the quarterfinals. Today the weather will be grey and overcast, but at least the dry weather is due to take us through to the end of the week. Temperature-wise, we're looking at 5 to 7 degrees this morning, rising to a high of 14 degrees in the afternoon.